Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 477. How are we all doing? Need to see the chat. Need to refresh. Who's in first tonight? And it's refreshed. Simon! Hello, Simon! How are you doing? Oh, wasn't Bongo on his hind legs at 5 o'clock? I totally missed it. So everything's all right now, is it? Nobody's dying anymore. It's not a thing.
No.
That's it, is it? So roll on, is it 2 weeks or are they doing it early?
No, it's the 19th.
So on the 19th, that's it. It's all over. Ah, excellent. Tell that to the people still in hospital. Most COVID rules set to end in England, says the Prime Minister. You know, I still do a triple take and think Prime Minister, he really is the Prime Minister.
I see Kate self-isolate.
Oh, the teeth. Yes. So she'll miss Wimbledon. All together now. Oh, it's not like she's not got TV. Hello, Dee. Hello, Anthony. See you, Deb. See you.
Why was she going?
Of course she is. She's a patron of something or other. She likes Wimbledon. She even took Meghan once when they were speaking a long time ago. Yep, apparently all Corona stuff, all gone. 2 weeks. Excellent. Fabulous. Do we believe it? Not on your life. No, definitely not. Distancing is not always possible, say train bosses. So basically, you've been warned. 2 weeks from now, we're going to go back to cattle trains like we used to have. You squeak your toy. Go on, squeak him. Go on, squeak him. Scooby. do you know, I'd rather Lola was running the country. In fact, I'd rather anybody was running the country rather than Boris, but never mind. Oh, well. So, are we all dashing out in 2 weeks then? With no masks and no social distancing. I'll take that squeak as a no from Lola. Oh, dear. Do I know anything about the app? Documents by Readle. I do. I used to use that before PDF Expert. That was the alpha free version of PDF Expert. It's quite strange. It's focused, calling it documents, which causes havoc, incidentally, with iCloud. Because you've got an iCloud documents folder as well. So don't go there. So I think my PDF Expert folder is called Documents, just for a giggle. In iCloud, you can have more than one folder called the same thing. I'll just let that sit there for a bit. Because each folder isn't actually called what the name that you see it. It's got a hidden name. But this is what causes havoc anyway. But that one was supposed to be, its aim was to organise your documents. But secondary to that, it can actually edit them. So it's a more primitive version of PDF Expert, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good and it's totally free.
Do you want to go out?
Oh, can you bring some cool air in with you? Because it's hideous. I mean, we've had rain. It's very cloudy. And do you know what? It's still swelteringly hot.
Oh, she's having a drink.
She is. Leave her be. She's quite happy with her chicken and Scooby. Right. So do you have any specific questions? Do we know who the racist in the royal family is that made the comments about the colour of the baby? Not expressly, no, Simon, but it since came out that Prince Charles told Harry that his children would never be princesses or princes, not while he was married to, and I quote, that woman. So I'll just leave that there with you. Who knows? Who knows? Although it was actually, there's a woman called Lady Colin Campbell. And she was on some reality show. Was it the ones where they eat bugs and kangaroo balls? That one. What's that? The celebrity thing. That one. And she supposedly, she came out and did a video on YouTube and said, you know, I'm going to expose who the racist in the royal family is. But they're not racist. Yes, they said it, but that wasn't what they meant. I'll tell you that from you. Anyway, basically it was Princess Anne, according to her. But I have no idea. I have no idea. Whoever said it, whatever. Families, eh? It doesn't matter if you're royalty or you've not got two pennies to rub together. Families. Mm-hmm. Always have to have an opinion, don't they? Can you use Automator to automate your Gmail account to send out birthday messages? Wouldn't it be easier if you're using your Gmail account to just schedule the mail? Or are you trying to hook into a calendar to do it? I think I'd probably schedule it. It's probably safer. Send something to the wrong person. Oh, automation's deadly with things like birthdays. As Facebook find out every year when they send us a reminder that it's Bob de Grand's birthday. And, you know, it's lovely that it's Bob de Grand's birthday, but he died 7 years ago. So all it does is remind you that poor Bob de Grand is no longer with us. And he was a lovely chap, Bob. So Dee says, have I or Mike used Parallels Toolbox? Is it worth looking into since it's free with the VM? I do use bits of it, yes. It's all like tiny little utilities that are incredibly useful. So a couple that I use, when we've got this system where it's all the music that we play for by request, and it's based on the catalogues that you will find. So it's every song that's in the current music catalogue of the whatever society, I can't remember the name of it, that one. But sometimes they're a couple short. So what I need to do is source the music from somewhere else. And the best place to do that is YouTube. But that, of course, gives me a video. Even if I download it, it gives me a video. So what I do in the Parallels tools, there's two apps. One's called Download Video and one's called Download Audio. And you pass them a URL and it will download either the video version or the audio version. So that one's pretty useful. There's one for muting microphones. It's just a really handy set of tools. So yes, I've got it installed because I've got Parallels installed. And every now and then I think, oh, I need it. I need to do X on my machine. And then I'll go and look at the Parallels tools. And 9 times out of 10, there is one there that is absolutely spot on what I need. I think there was something in it for muting microphones that would have saved young Jonathan a bob or two, because he actually bought an app to do that. And then we found out it was in the Parallels tools. So, yes, I would say that they're worth looking into. Oh, Anthony has just had a guy email him offering him 10 million. Oh, if only you'd have said. Oh, if you'd have said, my word. All you have to do is let him use your bank account, but you think you trust him more than Boris. Well, yeah, that's true, isn't it? So, you know, it might be worth a dabble. Do you know, I do love stuff like that. It's like, do people really fall for it? It was always on that programme, wasn't it? It's not Spooks, the other one. Hustle. Who remembers Hustle? Oh, I love that programme. And they always have this, the tagline was, you can't con an innocent man. So if you got conned, you're up to mischief. So people like who get emails, you know, and we've had them at the church, and they're like, well, I thought it would be handy for my grandchildren. So they get a mail that says, like, you know, I want to push £1 million through your account and you can have 10%. And they say, yes, OK, then. You're like, really? Really? But they do. They do. I guess they're not being deceitful, just rather stupid, very naive. But you're not 100% innocent if you're thinking that there's free money out there, because there's no such thing as free money out there. Oh, my word. Right. Let's have a look. You do like the screen splash. As long as you enjoy it. It's a pretty good app. You were pretty sure it was going to be Prince Charles. Well, yeah. Calls Asian friends sooty, oh, for God's sake. There are no words. Just what planet does that man live on? I mean, there's been born into a bubble to the degree. If any time the phrase send him down the mines should be used, it's Prince Charles. Get him out into the real world with people. The man is an idiot. Oh. Mind you, Harry was as bad, wasn't he, with his former army colleague. Oh, no, it just goes from bad to worse. I mean, they always say with that, oh, it's a term of endearment. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's like calling your short friend shorty or your larger than average friend fatty. No, 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 no. If it doesn't bite you on the backside today, it will in 10 years when you've got the Me Too fat movement or the Me Too something else movement. So do you know what? If you wouldn't like being called that name, don't call somebody else that name. Problem solved. Obviously, I call Prince Charles quite a few things, and Prince Charles is very low down the list. Except when in pleasant company, obviously. Oh, Renee can't be here. He's playing billiards. Well, that will give me something to conjure with for the title of the show, won't it? Do you know there was a lady at the match? And this was so funny. Dee's going to love this. You know, I talked about the people who were there. There was Barry and Arthur and there was Chris and Nora. Well, Chris and Nora were in front of us and Barry and Arthur were behind us. And Barry was a lovely bloke. He really was. But he was like in his 50s. I don't think he'd ever dated anybody because he lived with his dad and his dad wouldn't have it. I'll tell you the end first. When his dad died, oh God, did he live. He crammed 60 years of living into about 5 minutes flat. But this particular thing, it was cold at the game. It was really cold. There was once I went and I was convinced I was going to die. It was that cold. I couldn't breathe. They put the match on and said like, oh, it's fine. We've got undersoil heating. And I remember saying to Alex Ferguson, yeah, but you've not got under Terry's heating and I'm freezing. So we brought some blankets out. It was cold. It was really cold. So to keep himself warm, Barry used to put his hands in his pockets and just jiggle his shoulders. So you can imagine you move your shoulders to keep yourself warm. Well, one of the ladies, I think it was Nora, used to say, oh, my God, he's rattling his alleys again. We're back to Harry Kane and his lucky balls, aren't we? And she used to call it pocket billiards. So there's Renee off playing billiards. We won't say any more about that, will we? Oh, my. Oh, a Monday ritual. Oh, ritually. Yeah, ritually playing billiards. Enjoying it. Right. Anthony's got a toolbox. Some quite useful stuff in it. Yeah. Don't they sell it independent now? When it started, it was like two or three things. And now I think there's about 20 in there. And it is. It's very useful. From memory, isn't it something like £15 a year if you don't have parallels? But obviously it's free if you've got parallels. Oh, right. Hustle was excellent. Hustle was grand, wasn't it? Oh, I just thought all the cast were fabulous. The stories were fabulous. And then they'd get guest stars on and they were brilliant. One that comes to mind was Mel Smith. And I always thought of him as quite a jolly person until he did a stint and it was the first series of The Apprentice. Might love The Apprentice for the first two series and then said, I can't watch this anymore. I thought, good, because I couldn't watch the last one. But the first series wasn't bad. And what they had to do was one of the tasks for The Apprentices was like get these stars on board with a charity gig. Never seen anybody as miserable as Mel Smith. It was like, oh my God, he just ruined my entire vision of him. But he did play a very good part in Hustle. And the other one that got me very giddy, because I loved watching the Thornbirds, Richard Chamberlain was on it. Oh, I know he bats the other team, but even so, he's still rather dishy. And he was on it. He was fantastic. Loved it. I could watch that entire series again. What I was doing today was sorting out the drives that I've got TV recordings and programmes on. And I've realised I've got one on the wrong machine, but we won't worry about that. The 14 terabytes each. So one's a backup of the other, obviously. So I'm putting all of my stuff on there. So I've just moved Line of Duty. And I thought, as I looked at it, I thought, you know what? I think I'll watch that again. The whole thing. Just too good. Too good. Loved it. There were series like that. Hustle was one. Spooks was good in its day, but I've never rewatched it. Spooks started strong, if you remember, with the chip shop scene. I won't go any further than that, just in case you've not seen it. But there's a chip shop scene, which is memorable, shall we say. But I've never watched it again. It kind of got a bit silly, to be honest. But the first couple of series were fantastic. So that might be worth it and worth a rewatch. I'm about due my West Wing rewatch, which I do every couple of years. Because that, again, absolutely fabulous. Loved it. Loved it, loved it. Right, let's carry on down here. Have I tried the battery saver for MacBook from Parallels? Curious if it actually helps. No, I haven't. I mean, obviously not left the house. Although 2 weeks from now, party time. Don't believe him. So no, I've not done that. I do condition the batteries, taking them down to nothing at least once a month and then fully charging them. But other than that, they tend to be whenever I'm doing something with a laptop, I can't risk the fact it's going to just die because of the battery. So no, I haven't. I do have an app that's free. Is it Coconut Battery? Let me see if it's Coconut Battery. That tells you, gives you a lot of detailed information about your battery and its battery health. There we go, Coconut Battery. So you get an idea from that. Yeah, it can be an iOS device. It can be your Mac. It's fabulous that. It tells you what the original capacity was and what you're at now and when the thing was manufactured, how many cycles you've had. There's nothing about a battery that Coconut Battery does not tell you. So that's definitely worth a look at. Right. It's moved again. Right, Dee's been impressed with some of the Conmail emails lately. Got one from amazing Amazon saying your account had been logged into in America. It looked so real and was so clever to make it about a security warning. The address let it down. I've noticed what they're warning you about now is that you can get an email. I think the one in question was from Adobe. And it said from @adobe.com. Thing was, the first A of Adobe wasn't actually an A. It was a Cyrillic character. So they are getting really, really, really clever with it. That's why the bank don't have my details, nor do anybody else, to be honest. Anything that's serious, even down to like the council for paying the council tax. No, you're not having an email address. Registering for postal votes. No, you're not having an email address. Because I would never know then. I'd have to waste more time checking whether something was genuine or not. If you want me, put it on a piece of paper, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it and send it to me. And then I know it's you, because no spam artist is going to bother doing that. But I get stuff in from banks, building societies, you name it. And I don't even have to glance at it because I know that's it. You know, it can't be for me because they haven't got my email address. But yeah, they're very, very clever these days. You've got to have your wits about you, put it like that. Harry's an anti-Semite. Well, he dressed up, if you remember, in a Nazi outfit for a party. And he called his Pakistani friend, just shorten Pakistani, and you with me. Which is not acceptable on any level. But there you go. I think it was calling the friends by the names that was more of a thing than the party. But it's not... I don't think because he wore a Nazi uniform is a Nazi. No, I don't think that for a minute. I just think, how stupid do you have to be to think it's a grand idea to go to a party when you are a prince of the United Kingdom and thinking it won't get in the papers and that they'll crucify you for it, which is exactly what happened. You must be incredibly naive. Mind you, it was no worse than when he went to Las Vegas and played strip poker, ended up walking around with the crown jewels in his hands, as it were. Yeah, so he's had an interesting life, hasn't he? Oh, yes, there you go, Simon, ludicrously ill-judged. Well, they did say with that back in the day that he wouldn't have gotten into Eton, that William did, you know, on merit, but Harry wouldn't have done, that Harry took the exam and he didn't make it. But obviously, his brother was there. Now, let's think it age-wise. Aren't you 13 when you go to Eton? He just lost his mother. So it was like, he's going to have to be there with his brother. So that was how he got in. And they don't generally tell you the O-level and A-level results that royalty get either. I remember that because Prince Edward, I think he got his a year after mine or a year before. And they didn't really want to say because he's not done too well. We're talking E's and F's. When it came to William and Harry, they never said. But it was said with Harry that, again, whatever grades he got. I mean, how the hell you can go to Eton and fail is beyond me. But never mind, that's an entirely different story. They did say that he didn't even have the qualifications he needed to get in the army. But again, they had to take him because he's Prince Harry. So when it comes to being ill-judged, that is quite conceivable he did not have enough brain cells at that stage to keep them warm. And that was what happened. We've got a picture from Renee. Is this the billiards? Oh, look at that. Is it just me? But wherever Renee goes in Holland, it all looks so brand new and shiny and clean. You know, and I look out the window here and it's like the road's full of weeds because no one can bother taking it. Mind you, you don't want to leave the house, really, do you? It looks amazing. Looks amazing. Hope you win. Hope you win, Renee. there you go. There's the title for the show. Oh, Renee's rather glad he can't hear us. Steady on. Oh, it's all available on demand, you know. First time for a year and a half. Oh, does that mean Renee has rusty balls? Now Mike's wondering what in God's name we're talking about now. I think we've got a title for the show.
Rusty balls.
Renee exercises his rusty balls. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going for that.
Following on from Dutch and Butch yesterday.
Yes, Dutch and Butch, yes.
Or Dutch and Butch.
Dutch and Butch it was, that, but that wasn't me. No, 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 that was Dee's suggestion.
No, it'll be Dutch and Butch or Dutch and Butch if it's going to rhyme.
Never mind, never mind. I just like it, so there you go. Hello, Tracy. Something very fishy going on. Why isn't Harry as bald as William? Ah, well, there was a photograph of the unveiling of the Diana statue and Harry is actually quite bald. I had no idea. Let's see if I can find it. Because he looks like he's got a lot of hair, but no, he hasn't. There we go. That's just the picture that Simon needs to see. Oh, and look who he's got next to him, his little friend. I'm hoping he's not calling him the shortened Pakistani word. Right, let's get that up there. I don't know when that was taken. Oh, it's from the Daily Star. 2 years ago. Good grief, this was 2 years ago. There you go. Simon, not all the hair he might have. Let's put it like that. I think it's because he's got hair at the front that you don't notice. But yeah, I think he's just as bald as the rest
of
them.
He's probably had a less stressful life than William.
Oh, that's true.
Oh. William's older, isn't he? So he's had longer to lose his hair.
Only 2 years older.
Yeah, but you look at the people I went to school with.
Oh, they look old enough to be your granddad. Yeah. They have clearly had a more stressful life, whereas you've lived with me. Have you noticed how he went quiet then? Didn't go without notice that. You are a lucky boy, believe me. Oh, right, let's carry on. Prince Edward has more medals than Lord Mountbatten. Well, yeah, that's true as well. And how long was he in the army? About 5 seconds.
Yeah, and David May has more medals than Shearer.
That's true. Mind you, I'm not a fan of Shearer. Not after he kicked Neil Lennon's head in. You know, that's totally unnecessary. That isn't Renee, that's Holland. It's just so much nicer than Britain and Ireland. Well, it's clean, isn't it? It's just clean and everything looks brand new. And we're like some old fossil with weeds. Weedy fossils. Much about the Butch Dutch, a life story by Renee. Poor Renee. I do hope he catches up with this show. Simon says he's half my age and you're merely receding in every imaginable way. Don't believe it. Don't believe it, Simon. I've seen the George Clooney lookalike you had it. What you should have done when you had all that hair was bag it and keep it for later when it may be needed. But all royalty do that, don't they? I mean, William started losing his hair really early. I don't think he'd hit 30 and he was half bald. Harry doesn't look it unless you look from the back. But, you know, you look at those kids and you think, you know, make the most of your hair. What's that kid now? 7, George. Yeah, because, you know, in another 20 years, you'll be bald. That is scary, isn't it? That is scary. But from the front, it doesn't look at all bad. It's from the back. Is you know who just does have far more hair than he should for his age?
Me.
Charles. No, Charles. I mean, Edward went bald.
He's had a stressful life, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Poor Charles. What stress. Wife, mistress, kids, easy life. Yeah, it must be terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'm trying to find another one. The pictures of him looking young, honestly, when he was about 20, 25, he did look like a little kid, didn't
Charlie.
He?
Charlie?
No, Harry. Harry's got a lovely smile. But then he meets the woman of his dreams and then look how that ends. Do you know there's some pictures here? I think there's even one of Tim Cook. Oh, you didn't... During lockdown at the very beginning, didn't Harry... No, William, pay something stupid like 250 quid for a haircut because he flew somebody to cut it.
No idea.
And then when you saw what it looked like, it just looked like someone had taken a razor to it. So, I don't know. It's obviously boy's hair. Doesn't mean... Mind you, so I cut yours, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just lucky you've got somebody fabulous to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, my mother said that.
Oh, Tracy says we're not supposed to say Holland anymore. It refers to only part of the Netherlands. I've never been sure with the Netherlands what you are supposed to say.
Well, ask Rene, he'll tell you.
Rene's playing billiards. So he can,
oh,
he
is that where the balls came?
Yes, he can't hear.
Right.
So we can say anything we like, and are doing.
Is this pocket billiards?
That's exactly what I said. I explained about Nora and her rattling his alleys playing pocket billiards.
Rattling his tates.
Oh, good grief. Isn't north and south?
Yeah, but Nora didn't like me either, did she?
Oh. Kim says she never noticed Charles hair. Can't get past the ears. That is very true. That is very true. I actively dislike him as a person. I really do. He's so cold. You know, I mean, they say nice things about the Queen and stuff. No one really knows, because no one knows the Queen that well. But Charles actually does things where you're like, how could you do that? You know, that all the things that he says, and it's just so cruel. No, I can't be doing it with Charles. Charles gets right on my nerves. Renee says no, we've got West and East too. It all gets very complicated, doesn't it?
Well, if Renee can't listen, oh, he's typing in the chat.
In the chat. Oh, poor Mike, he's struggling with this concept here. D, that's so kind. They're huge, Kim. He looks like a car going down the street with the doors open. Oh, good grief. Simon should have kept a photo of himself at the very height of his Freddie Boswell. But it would have been indistinguishable from shrubbery. Well, yeah. You've seen Mike. Mike's only had two haircuts in the last 20 months. But if I do say so myself, they've been exquisite because I did them. Look at his face.
Yes.
I'll stick it back on if you misbehave. And what a cut-off I'll keep in a bag for when you need it for the bald spot. Now I'm getting the daggers. It's all right, I'll have a bald spot before you. Stress I'm under. I'm glad we've got those pictures, though, that we took during lockdown. You know, of all the stupidity that goes on during lockdown. Definitely. But because, obviously, in 2 weeks from now, all going to be done. Absolutely fine.
Yeah, I'll be able to go back to the barbers.
Seriously, would you?
Not if you're happy to keep cutting my hair.
I'm quite happy to keep cutting your hair.
Thank you.
I actually said to Mike, oh, right, so, you know, 2 weeks from now we're sorted, and I've thought it through.
Yeah, but the thing is, you understand what I'm asking.
Yeah, the barbers, well, they're usually foreign.
Well, he's Turkish. One's Turkish and one's Brazilian. And when I asked for a number four, because obviously we had a row and I had a number two, so I don't go there no more.
Yeah, look, he came home looking like a bald, an egg.
In that case, I was done because I didn't get what I asked for.
You didn't. You knew I was going to go off at one. You knew. You came in, you had that look on your face, and I said, what the hell? Well, we were going out to an event that night.
If I'd had a Freddy wig, I would have worn that.
If we'd have had a Freddy wig, I would have made you wear that. Oh,
anyway,
no.
What was I saying?
Haircuts.
Yeah, when I asked for number four, the Brazilian had to ask the Turkish guy what I was talking about.
This does not all go well, does it? You
no.
See, when I cut it as I like it. So he doesn't have any moaning, do you?
Don't have any say in it.
Do you want it cut or not?
Yeah.
I do actually have a proper pair of hairdressing scissors, don't I? Oh, I do.
Oh, talking of cutting fur, she's molting.
Oh, you're blowing, girl. Are you blowing?
Yeah, loads came out this morning.
Oh, I'm not surprised in this heat. Are we at 31? I think Izzy's given up. He's going to be... Let's have a look at Izzy. Just keeps going up. 104. She's nearly 40, I think. So, yeah, it's
trust
warm.
You, Simon.
It's warm.
Somebody had to mention that and it was going to be Simon.
When Mike said the other's a Brazilian, I know what went through my mind. Clearly, I'm in exactly the same
place
as Simon.
That's what went through Simon's mind.
Mike's Brazilian. And Renee's Rusty Balls. Oh, I'm loving this title. Oh, there we go. And do you know what? I can put that in right away.
And Lola's Flying Fur.
A Lola's Flying Fur, yeah.
Oh, she picked up the, you know, she dips in a toy box and decides what toy she wants.
Yep.
Well, first of all, she's put a big hole in Maya's dumbbells.
Oh, dear.
But tonight she picked up the second of the Kongs. So they're both grubby now.
As long as she's happy, that's all that matters. Oh, I've no idea. If they're all the areas of the Netherlands, I've heard of a couple of them. Zeeland and Utrecht.
I've heard of Utrecht.
Anna, where did you hear it from? You will have heard it the same place as me.
Probably a team place there.
Nope. Well, there might be, but that's not where I heard it from. You know the guys who do Hindi?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Denmark.
Well, they interviewed a pop group, and they were from Utrecht.
Oh.
So that's where I've heard of that from. Oh.
What about Alkmaar? And Arnhem?
Don't go there, Mike. Do not mention Arnhem. Let's see if Simon can remember what was said about Arnhem.
Simon won't remember about Arnhem.
He might, you know. No, I don't see that there. It's interesting to see it look like that, where you see the individual bits, isn't it? It'd be like looking at the UK and seeing the counties. So, yeah, that's fascinating. And we'll have a more detailed look about that. Noord-Brabant. Let's have a look. There's Noord-Holland. Right, I've got it. That's the big orange bit at the bottom. Or it is at the one I'm looking at. Isn't Zeeland, is it linked in any way with South Africa? I don't know where I got that from. Maybe it was from a programme. Simon's understanding of Holland and its associated facts is totally laughable. You really must sit down and get your head round it. We could pick a country when I was a kid and Holland was one of them. There was like a book. You had to work through the book. And I remember working through the book. But it was more about the kind of exports that they were famous for and things like that. It wasn't the actual geography of the place, which looking back was ridiculous. That definitely should have been included, but it wasn't. So I need to have a think about that. Go back and look at it. You count yourself lucky you've never called the Netherlands Neverland. It's only a matter of time. Oh, dear me. Right, I think I'm caught up there now. So what have I been doing today? Oh, catching up. Catching up on stuff. Which is always bad news, isn't it? Managed to get an essay out late last night. I'm going to have to put the next one out late tonight. But I'm still there. I'm 10 days in today. I think it's day 10 today. But I've just had an email, something to do about writing groups and opting in by Saturday. And I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. You know, if there's one thing I've got, I'm not short of, it's email. So if you could probably possibly not send me any more, that would be grand. They're curating small groups of four people interested in writing about similar topics. It would be valuable for creative brainstorming, support and accountability. If you would like to participate, opt in by Sunday the 11th. We will match relevant, like-minded writers and send introductions next week. Should I go for that? No. That's the last thing I need, is dealing with more people.
It wasn't Arnhem.
Wasn't it?
I thought it was.
That's the line I remember.
Yeah.
Where was it?
Dunkirk. Was it on Mrs. Merton?
It was on Mrs. Merton.
Yeah, well, I've just watched the clip.
Oh. Don't put that link in.
I'm not. But we've been saying it wrong for the last 20 years.
Never mind. Wasn't he on with Richard Wilson?
Yeah.
And Richard Wilson, his eyes were just rolling.
Yeah.
His eyes were rolling. Did you not see that, Simon? It was Bernard Manning. I mean, that's as far as I have to get. And Simon knows exactly where I'm coming from. He was interviewed. And I don't know how it got onto politics, but it didn't end well. And Richard
Because
Wilson,
his brother died in Arnhem.
Oh, that'll be why then. That'll be why. But it didn't end well. Let's just say that. Richard Wilson, who was in One Foot in the Grave, was co-interviewed with him, with Mrs. Merton. And he's actually the only one left, isn't he? Because she died, Carolina Hearn.
Yeah.
Yeah. The interview went south from there. But I mean, she was, it was a character, Mrs. Merton, rather than being like a real person interviewing. So she could get away with murder. And she actually said to Debbie McGee, so what was it that you saw in the millionaire magician Paul Daniels? Which kind of gave away the punchline. You've not seen the interview. Oh, go on then, Mike. But if you're of a sensitive disposition, views are expressed that are incredibly politically incorrect. But
I'll
Simon,
have to try and find it now.
Simon will probably have a shrewd idea of what's about to come when he starts. I think he died. Did he die before she did? Thing was, he firmly believed the convictions that he held. Let's put it like that. Ooh, Kimmy's part Nigerian. Wow. Simon's only just found out Carolina Hearn died. Oh, yes, yeah, Simon. Quite a while back. Didn't she have addiction problems?
Yeah.
And she got married, didn't she? And then they split up. 1998, was it? Wow. Yeah, he does mention Arnhem.
Yeah.
Oh, right, I'm with you. I'm with you. He totally and utterly believed what he was saying. And Richard Wilson tried, like, educating him. It's like, no. Just give up. Don't bother. Oh, it was bad. I didn't realise it was on Twitter. Oh, good grief. Oh, Tracy had a wooden jigsaw puzzle of Africa, each piece a different country. That is a good way to teach children, isn't it?
I had a wooden... you have to more food because you had a good run around. I had a wooden jigsaw of India.
Do you know, I don't actually... Mum didn't like jigsaws, so I don't think I ever had that many. Gran did, she loved them. Gran was a menace. You remember, some folk might remember back in the day, or war years, you always kept one room that was like for when guests come. And most people, that was the front room. So they might have lived in a two-up, two-down house, which they did, with eight people living there. But no one could go in the front room because that was for when guests came. I never, ever remember having a picture of my gran in the front room. It was just an empty space. Honestly, it was. This piece is quite long, isn't it?
34
this video.
Seconds.
Oh, it seems longer than that. Oh, it keeps replaying, that's why. It's on a loop, that's why.
It's Twitter.
Anyway, this front room that was kept completely pristine, she loved her jigsaws. So when everybody was out, she'd get a jigsaw out and she'd put it on like a big piece of wood that had felt on the top of it. And she'd do like, you know, 5,000 piece jigsaws. But you couldn't finish it in one sitting, so it sat in the front room. And there was storage in the front room, in like cupboards, like a sideboard. So she'd go in there at mealtime for a tin of peas or something, and she just wouldn't come back. And they'd find her half an hour later just putting one more piece in this jigsaw. Then it was like, oh God, I've forgotten to make the dinner. Oh, but she loved it. She absolutely loved it. My mother, much less so. So I didn't have that. I actually mentioned a jigsaw to you the other day, didn't I? You totally forgotten?
Yeah.
I was explaining to Mike, I didn't start school until I was five. Mum left it to the very last minute. So I didn't go to nursery, I didn't go to kindergarten, nothing like that. Mum, I was at home every day with Mum. And we both loved it. I would be reading, I'd be writing, you name it. So she took me in. It was like, right, so this is school. This is infant one, said the head person, who at the time was a nun. So she takes me into the class and she says, I'll introduce you to the teacher and all of your new friends. And I'm stood there while they're waiting for like a, you know, suitable moment to interrupt this class. And I'm looking and I'm starting to freak out. One, they looked so much smaller than me. I looked like I was 2 years older. But the thing was, there was one who was sat there trying to bang this square peg into a round hole. And this puzzle that the child was doing only had three pieces, you know. So really, you only had three shapes to get in, like a circle, a square and a triangle, and they couldn't manage that. So I looked across at this other one, and this one was really struggling with a jigsaw. three-piece jigsaw. Just, and I'm looking at Mum, and I never said to Mike, I didn't have the language, but now I was horrified. It was like, please don't leave me with this lot. They were thick. Oh my God, they were stupid. So I'm looking at the nun like, please don't leave me here. So I think I actually said to the nun, what books are they reading? And she said, oh, they're not reading. They can't read yet. And I'm like, I'm reading like three a week. So she said, I don't think you're suitable for this class. Let me take you to the next one up. So we went to the next one up. That one wasn't much better. So I ended up joining as a five-year-old. I joined the eight-year-olds, where I was quite happy. And I was reading and we were writing little stories, whereas these others couldn't manage a three-piece jigsaw. Oh, God. Thank God they didn't leave me there. That would
even
have been
I bad. Could manage a three-piece jigsaw.
Oh, no, they really were. It was like, it was, you know, like you might have a group now where they have special educational needs. It was like that. Only they didn't. That was just how they were. And I remember the nun saying, can you count? Can you count to 10? And I looked at her like she'd freaked out. I said, yes. And she said, go on. So I did. I said, would you like me to carry on to 20 or 30? She said, no, it's fine. Let's go on to the next class. I could have graduated by lunchtime.
He should have said, can you?
I was looking around thinking, I don't think this lot can. And she was looking around thinking, I don't think this lot can.
If it was a nun, can you count three good sins?
Oh, yeah, you need your three good sins, don't you? You absolutely do. I've just noticed with this clip of Bernard Manning that next to the notifications, because I'm logged in as me, that'll affect my profile, won't it? You're watching this video of Bernard Manning. I've got 15 notifications. Good God, has people read what I wrote last night? Wow, I need to go and have a look at that, don't I? I'll sort that out shortly. Oh, right, let's carry on up here. Is there a Harlem Globetrotters? A lot of New York names based on Dutch. I heard that. What was that programme called? Was it The Wire? They had a guy in it, and I think his nickname was Dutch. And I was thinking, how did that happen?
Yeah, there's the District of New York, Van Hal.
Right. So mention it. No, it's all right. Renee's playing billiards.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it, billiards.
See, Simon, I knew you'd enjoy this clip.
Yeah, just up your street, Simon.
She was very sharp, wasn't she?
Yeah.
It's so sad that she died. When did she die? It must be over 10 years ago now.
I don't know.
It's a long time ago. I remember being quite shocked. And wasn't there a guy called Craig that was in a lot of her programmes?
Craig, yeah.
What are you doing? I know, it's hot and you're bothered. I'm hot and bothered as well, girl. If I had fur, I'd be blowing it.
22nd of July 2016.
So oh, God, I thought it was further than that. Yeah, thought it was a long time ago. Oh, Dee's terrible at jigsaws. I never have the patience.
The
Me
day
either.
Before the lad, 2 years on.
I remember that one, Tracy, National Treasure. Yeah, I know the one you mean, Nicolas Cage. I do remember that film. It's one I've actually seen. Don't tell Kath, she'll be shocked. I like movies like that. Like action movies like that. What was the one that Noah Wiley was in? The guy from ER. Was it The Librarian? I think I saw one. I think it's a series of films. Or maybe they were made for TV, I'm not sure. But that kind of stuff I enjoy. It's a little bit like Indiana Jones type stuff, isn't it? So Anthony says, one of my friends on his first day at school was asked how many fingers he had, and he said 11. The teacher said, no, you don't, you've got 10. He insisted he had 11. The exasperated head teacher took hold of his hand and counted each finger, got to 10. There was one left over, he was born with an extra finger. You should always believe the child. Yes, Tracy, I know, shock. Shock, I don't know how I've seen that. Where on earth would that have been on that I would have seen it? But I did. It was a bit. It was a funny film, wasn't it? It certainly wasn't meant to be taken seriously, but it was a rollicking adventure. There we go. I enjoyed it. She okay? She's hot, isn't she? She's hot. You'll be okay when we put the fans on soon, girl. You will. What else have I seen like that? Oh, I did see one at Christmas Day a few years ago. We went to Chicha Nina's for Christmas. And Rachel loves her films. She absolutely loves her films. And they put this thing on and said, you'll love it. And it was called A Night at the Museum. And I'm just like incredulous watching it. Because it started off quite normal and then things came to life. And I'm like, oh, okay. Which reminds me of the worst ever film for Bait and Switch, which is a George Clooney film, Quentin Tarantino, From Dusk Till Dawn. I mean, it was a George Clooney film, so I was open-minded enough to watch it. So it got going and it was like a thriller. Quentin Tarantino was the baddie, I think, and Juliette Lewis was in it. And it was like a thriller. And then they go into this bar-type place in the desert. You'll love the name of it. It was called The Titty Twister. Don't ask. And honest to God, the film just totally changed. It turned into a vampire fest. And I swear if I'd been at the cinema, I would have thought they'd have mixed up the reels. The films were just nothing alike. The first half, nothing like the second. Nothing. And I'm just sat watching it like, what's happening? What's going on? It was bad. I made it to the end somehow, but only because George Clooney was in it and he didn't die before the end. If he had done, I'd have been off. That would have been it. I'd have gone. It was bad. It was bad. Kim, you missed nothing with this film. It was very Quentin Tarantino. I don't think you need to know that a film is his. Once you're watching it, you think, yeah, Quentin Tarantino, clearly. He did two or three episodes at the end of a season of, what was that called? The criminal thing that was in Vegas. Not NCIS, CSI. The original series of CSI. And these two episodes, it was like how you could take a cast of characters that you're familiar with in the same situation and make it so different was unbelievable. But he did. And it just, you would not have needed to know that he had done it to watch it. And 5 minutes in, think, yeah, Quentin Tarantino. Just very, 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 very noticeable that it's him. And I don't think I've watched anything else of his. I think I saw 2 seconds of... Is it Kill Bill? The one with Uma Thurman?
No idea.
It too violent. Like the opening titles, two seconds in, nope, too violent. I'll turn that off. I have no idea what happened with that link. Whoa. That looks like it. That pretty much looks like this film. Yeah. See, all of From Dusk Till Dawn. I told you it was a bit... That looks like Law Day, doesn't it? It was bad, I'm telling you. It was really, really bad. Like, I mean, if you're into your zombies, then maybe you'd enjoy it. But honestly, just watching it, I don't know how anybody could have enjoyed that kind of stuff. No. Not for me. Not by a long way. Tracy doesn't like them either. I heard tell he's making another film. But I also heard tell that it was his last one. And I don't know why. I don't think he's that old, is he? But that's what I heard. He was doing one more film and then that was it. Good night, Vienna, as it were. So I don't know. I really don't know. So what have we all got planned for the week? Oh, I might know that Dee would love them. No, not for me. I've got more essays planned. What else have I got planned? Have we got stuff planned that we need to sort out together, Mike? Let me have a look. I think I remember looking and thinking, oh, that looks like a fine week. And then thinking, oh, no, because I've got to add this and this and this and this. And then by the time I'd finished, it was like, no, I'm going to be needing another 3 weeks to do this week's work. Obviously, taking Wednesday night off, Denmark versus England at Wembley. Probably take tomorrow night off to watch Spain and Italy. Aren't we playing, if we get through, aren't we playing one of those? Spain or Italy?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, we'd have to.
Yeah, I don't really fancy either.
Because it's a semi.
Could do with an easier country. Well, you know, like Greenland or somewhere. Mind you, we've been beaten by the likes of those before, haven't we?
True.
Do you remember that? Who was it? San Marino. Oh, yeah. There was once we had to qualify for European Championships, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We had to qualify for European Championships in 92. And it got to a point where we performed that badly up to this last match.
It was the World Cup, 94. World Cup?
Well, whatever. We had to beat San Marino 7-0 to qualify. So we dashed off. Mike Kemp came and picked me up, and it was a Wednesday, so it was our date night. So he came and picked me up, and he said, I've got no milk. So we had to stop off at the spa close to his flat to get some milk. He dashes out with the milk, don't you? And I said, don't bother, we're 1-0 down. 1-0 down against San Marino. The shame. Laugh of it was, we made it back to the flat. It was our fault, wasn't it, for stopping for the milk? Mm-hmm. We made it back to the flat, and we watched the rest of the match, and we won 7-1. Oh, if we'd just not made that slip up, we would have been at your World Cup 1994, which was in America. Oh, would have been grand, but no. Didn't we watch Ireland there instead?
I think so.
The Republic made it and we didn't. That was the year the Irish were laughing at us, so never mind. Oh, we didn't qualify for so many things. It was really poor. Did he not direct Dusk Till Dawn? He was in it, so I just assumed he had. And it was bad enough that he had. Right. Kim needs to figure out a way to automatically send birthday emails. The charity group as MailChimp is charging. Well, what about trying somewhere else? Either for all the mails or just the birthday mails. Do AWeber charge? Do they have a free tier? How many people are we talking on the list?
A free tier, don't they?
Because AWeber had a free tier, definitely. Trying to think of another way to do that. How automated does automated have to be? Just check the AWeber thing. Because they've always had a free tier.
Free plan.
How many sign-ups can you have? Come on. Go on. You can get there.
You got to put in your details to...
Oh, crying out loud. Can you just nowhere just tell you? 100 on the list. Completely automated. I would have guessed AWeber. AWeber free plan. Limitations. Let's try that. 500 unlimited.
Yeah.
So you've got unlimited. You've got a subscriber limit of 500 with a send of 3,000 a month. And that looks like it. So, yeah, 500. And it would be free. So there's the pricing for you. Obviously, people would have to sign up for it. Maybe have more than one account. Just have the birthdays on one and something on something else.
That's why we didn't use it for the Catinians, because they couldn't even fill out a Google form.
No, they couldn't. Bless them. No. Do you know, some of them might have been in that year one infant class that I ventured into for 10 seconds. Come in and sit down next to me, Lola, and we'll put the fan on you. There you go. Do they do birthdays? Let's have a look. I don't know. That's an interesting question. Doesn't say. There is another way that's either free or very, very inexpensive. It's mail, but you go via Amazon Web Services. But I've not actually tried that, so I don't know. But give them a ping. They usually have a chat thing pops up in the corner. So you could ask them if they do birthday things. If not, they might add it. Because that's an idea, that, isn't it? But that's the only one I've got the experience of, so I don't know. So give it a try. At least it's free for the other mails, if MailChimp are charging for everything now. And 500's not bad, is it, as a limit? It's not bad. Oh, I'm still dying in the heat. Right, I know. You're getting very grumpy down there, aren't you? Very grumpy with Scooby, because it's hot. So we'll head off and put the fans on for her, and then she'll be fine. But we will be back with you, obviously, tomorrow. Major countdown to when COVID's not going to be here anymore. 14 days today. Right. Let's see what the R rate is then. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.